Hello, everyone. Welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle. I am your host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I have with me today a very special guest, one whose talent is beautiful in so many different ways. Go ahead and introduce yourself, good man.
Hi, my name's Stephen E. Gordon, and I'm probably best known as the character designer for X-Men Evolution and Swan Princess.
Yeah. Two very good things, and if obviously if comic fans are listening to the show, which why not, obviously you know X-Men Evolution and Swamp Princess. Hopefully they know, especially if they're listening to this.
They've got their fans.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh very much so, and still have fans. So thank you, man, for joining me today. It's an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure, sure.
Thank you, man. So the kind of diving right into it, you're an artist, obviously, and you're the character artist on these as well. And so really, I always like asking people who do art, what was the one thing that led you to kind of get into it? Like what was the one thing that said, you know what, I want to be an artist for my life?
Well, I've just been drawing since I was very young, and, it's came naturally to me, so I just kind of geared towards that.
Mm-hmm.
All through school, kind of fell into that and seemed to be the path of least resistance.
Yeah. Has that been proven true? Or, because I don't know, sometimes it can be a little bit of resistance on that.
Yeah, well, I never intended on getting into animation. That was a little side path that occurred, and it's had its ups and downs, but mostly ups. I mean, I've been pretty well employed throughout the last 40 or so years. So,
I like you said, pretty well employed.
There've been some, unfortunately, in animation, especially these days, it's very nomadic. You go from job to job.
Yeah, that is true.
Not like I've been working any one place for any length of time, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which, I mean, that is kind of like you just said, that is the nature of being an artist and in animation. And really, how did you go from the kid in high school to doing animation, like the leading animation work?
Well, the story I always tell is that when I was in the beginning of my senior year, I was starting to get my portfolio together, mm-hmm. ready to submit to art schools, mostly Art Center in Pasadena, Art Institute in Pasadena. My teacher found some ad somewhere, I don't know if it was Variety or somewhere, where it was asking for portfolio submissions.
Mm-hmm.
She thought that was a good way to get a professional portfolio review and possibly take me down a few pegs, and neither thing occurred. I ended up getting the job, and she was wrong. So, she didn't understand, I guess, even though she was sort of a semi-professional artist, that no mm-hmm. one gives professional portfolio reviews. You submit, they either like it or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
No one responds back, and getting the job obviously had the reverse reaction that she was looking for, but I ended up going to college. I ended up starting a career right while in high school and never looking back, I guess. So,
hey, well, you're living the dream, man. You're really living the dream. I mean, it's one thing that's like proven wrong. Like, you know, people will tell you, oh, you can't do it. And, you know, people will be like, oh, nothing's going to happen out of that. But you're the person that's like, I'll prove you wrong. Just watch.
Yeah, well, things have changed quite a bit, though, since that occurred. I mean, nowadays you do have to go to school and learn a lot of stuff to get into the industry. You know, back in those days, you just had to be an artist and be willing to learn on the job. Mm-hmm. That doesn't occur any longer. So.
No, the internships are very, very rare, even with those, too. So, I mean, animation is a tough business. It's a very tough business to get into. But you've made it work.
I did.
Really, what was the thing that led you to the big hit, X-Men Evolution? What was the kind of like led you to down that path? And
well, that occurred because someone I'd worked with and had worked for me in the past was made the producer of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd actually been working just prior to that on at some other studio. And we're planning to work together on a project. And then he quit that studio and went over to Film Roman to work on X-Men Evolution as the producer. And he hired me to be one of the directors.
Hey.
And then as we were doing pre-production, my designs were the ones that seemed to garner the most interest. And I ended up being the character designer as well as one of the directors. So.
Oh, you got the best of both worlds. Was it more stress? Which one was more stressful, character design or director?
Well, neither actually. In that particular project, they were both good jobs to have. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest problem with directing on any show is finding enough good storyboard artists. So that's always stressful as you start a new episode, trying to line up your story crew, because it's rare that, I think at that point we had one person per director on staff, one Ooh. Storyboard artist, and so the rest of them had to be freelance artists.
Mm.
And it's always difficult to find enough good people to do what you need. So
that is true. It is, you can maybe find people, but find good folks, it can be tough.
Yeah, it's always tough.
Yeah, and as a man who works in the entertainment business right now, myself, I got a few projects working on, like, there's always people like, let's be a part of it, but finding a person that can actually do the job, it's kind of difficult to do. Say it
anyway. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And you always have to, kind of pad in contingency, just in case it doesn't go as well as you'd hope.
Exactly. Well, that is cool. Do you happen to have a favorite episode of X-Men Evolution that you kind of still think about, like, oh, that was a fun one to do?
I know it's not exactly one of the fan favorite ones, but mm-hmm. the one that I directed that I liked the most was, I think it was called, now I'm blanking on the name.
Okay.
Joyride.
Oh.
Joyride. It's the one where some of the recruits take off with the jet and just go on a joyride and have, deal with stuff on the way. So mm-hmm. that was kind of fun.
I remember that episode, yeah.
That was in the second season, I believe. That had Iceman and Jubilee and I don't know who else on the jet.
Oh.
Kitty, I think, was the only main character.
Yeah.
Anyway, but there have been other episodes that I thought were really good throughout the season that I directed or didn't direct and stuff. I thought, some of them were really good stuff. A lot of the interactions between the Mystique, Nightcrawler, Rogue family dynamics, I thought were good. And there was some really good stuff I think we set up. I think, what was nice is us, because the directors would sit down and kind of come up with a lot of the story, basic story ideas, and then mm-hmm. hand them off to the story editor. And, we came up with the whole idea of the Super Soldier program being actually the beginnings of the Weapon X program. And,
ooh.
And that's now become kind of canon in the comics, I believe.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It is canon. And that it started on your show. Wow. That's brilliant.
Yeah, we made that connection, I think. That was my understanding, is that we were the first ones to make that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in that Captain America episode we did.
Yes.
Where you see Wolverine in his Canadian Army special ops outfit and stuff, mm-hmm. so.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. And that's got to be amazing to see that canon now of, like, your idea is canon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did a lot of things that became canon, like the whole idea that Wanda was actually a little crazy.
That's true.
And that's become kind of a thing that's become part of certain timelines in the Marvel comics.
Yeah.
And, obviously X-23 was a big deal that we came up with her.
Yes.
Stuff, so.
That is very, very true on that. And I mean, so in X-Men Evolution, that really set the groundwork, and it's still a fan favorite to this day. Like, people still talk about it, and it's still a fan favorite. So it really did start a whole bunch with the X-Men fandom, and it's a beautiful thing. And kind of going into the other side of the job that you did, the characters still hold up to this day. I mean, the other day I saw a statue at a comic store for Cyclops from X-Men Evolution. And I'm like, oh, I really want to get that. I think it was newer. So, the fandom's still there, and they're still making stuff.
Yeah, there's I mean, there was, while we were on the show, there was a company doing a bunch of maquettes based on them. They never got too far. I think they did maybe, eight or something, maybe not even that many.
Wow.
So maybe that was one of the ones you saw, but,
That might have been it. It probably was, and I didn't check the price on it because I knew I was like, oh, I'd probably cry myself, and they're like, oh, God. But, I mean, the characters and how they looked is your character artwork is fantastic. Do you happen to have one that's your favorite that you still think of to this day that, you know, that you love? Because you still currently draw, as people can follow on your Instagram, you still currently draw, but do you have one from X-Men Evolution that you kind of, like, still like to do, maybe, or was your favorite one to work on?
A lot of them, I mean, for different reasons. I like a lot of them, you know, particularly Rogue, because I think she was kind of the groundbreaker as far as getting away from the comics. And she kind of set the tone for where we wanted to go. So she's kind of a favorite on that level. You know, but I like Boom Boom on Wanda and Kurt and you know, a lot of the main characters. It just, What I kind of tell people is that there's not a character in there that I don't like, because I wouldn't have shown anyone the designs of anything I didn't like. I only showed them designs to pick from that I did like. Otherwise, you know, I knew I'd have to be drawing the characters a lot, not as much as I am currently, which that surprises me. But you know, even at the time, you know, there was a lot of drawing involved early on, so.
Well, then, I mean, that's just, Rogue has been one. I will give it this. Yeah, Rogue is one that she was out of the top three. I've always loved Cyclops, Kitty Pryde, and Rogue in that television show. And Jean Grey did a few good things, too. But you are right. Rogue was that groundbreaking character, and she was always one. And Rogue is, the fandom for Rogue is strong, to say the least. It really is. And so, and she was always a good one. And so, it's very fantastic to see that, like, it's really great to hear that you do like Rogue. I mean, my mother herself.
We purposely, you know, our goal was to get away from that whole Dolly Parton, you know, Southern Belle thing. And so we knew she had to be Southern, so we wanted to go, well, let's go trailer trash on her and go, you know, dark and brooding and, you know, fitting more with the powers that she would have and the character that we were planning.
Yeah. Which is nice. It's nice to see you get away from that Dolly Parton-esque and the trailer trash, as you can say, trailer trash Rogue, which was fans may get mad at. I hope not, because they would be like, you sons of bitches. And like, no, wait.
No, I mean, we even worked to, you know, make sure that the voice, if it was, you know, it was going to be Southern, but we wanted to make sure that it was dirty Southern.
Yeah.
Not you know, Southern Belle.
Yeah.
Not pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It, more realistic in the sense here, more realistic of here's a regular person from the South, you know, and it's glad to hear that you love Rogue the most. My mother, she was she watched a show with me when I was a kid, and that was her absolute favorite character too, was Rogue.
Oh, good.
So that's actually pretty damn cool. Cool stuff.
Okay, generation of shows.
Yeah. It's true. I told her I was going to have you on the podcast, and she, like, flipped out. She's like, you're having him? I love that show when we watched it when you were a kid. I'm like, oh, all right. I didn't know you had a strong fandom, but all right.
Yeah, I'm always surprised at Comic-Cons that I go to and stuff, the enormity of the fans, the diversity that I see and stuff. I mean, you know, and frankly, there are characters, you know, like, while we were producing the show, we kind of knew certain characters were popular. You got to remember, this is the days before Facebook and stuff like that. But we had no clue how popular Kitty was. That kind of took me by surprise when I started going to Comic Cons and stuff. So
really, I mean, I've always been a fan of Kitty Pryde, even still to this day with the new X-Men Gold series. But really, she was one of the big ones too on the show. Like really, wow, that's fascinating. Because I always get crapped on when I say I'm a fan of Kitty Pryde.
Oh, no, there's a lot of huge fans of Kitty. That surprises me.
Yeah, like you wouldn't think.
And that whole Lancey thing, her relationship with Lance, was a big deal to a lot of people.
Okay, that's pretty damn cool. Not gonna lie. And speaking of Comic-Cons, have you ever, I like asking this question of all my guests, Have you ever gotten this cool gift from Marvel at the time, or Fox, if they still owned it, I believe, X-Men, or did you get a cool gift from anyone at a Comic-Con or anything like that?
No, not really. Not that I can recall.
No, nothing really. That, wow.
No.
Some fans.
I see a lot of cosplayers dress up every now and then as X-Men Evolution and stuff. That's always kind of a fun thing. And
yeah.
And I've signed plenty of things and whatnot, but I've never been given a gift. Especially not Marvel.
Oh, really? Wow. I hear some people get stuff from the studio, some people get stuff from fans. So fans, come on. When you see Steven at a Comic-Con, give him something. Pay a tribute.
Well, the one thing I did get, someone just recently, he sent me a bunch of these, and I'd forgotten about this. He sent me a bunch of these, I forget what you call them, but he made a bunch of action figures based on the X-Men Evolution characters, on his own. And, he did a real nice job of them, and I guess finally he decided to send them to me because he needed more space for other things that he was working on.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's something I've never heard of. Wow. What do you...
There's so many of the actual action, the official action figures that were created, so he did the entire cast almost, so.
Wow, that had to take a lot. Wow. Power to that person, because that's a lot of time, that's a lot of dedication, too, to that. Do you have them like this in storage or on a shelf somewhere?
Right now they're just in storage, because I don't have a lot of the physical room in my current situation.
Understandable in that. I can totally... right now I have a studio, workshop, and room combined in each, so...
Yeah.
I understand.
You probably have more room than I do, so.
Maybe, I don't know. Because... when you're a fan of, I'm a kaiju fan myself, and I like getting those, and then comic fan and movie and cinema fan, your collection tends to run itself together.
Yeah.
Tend to run out of room really fast. Well, that's cool, though. Have you attended a lot of Comic-Cons recently, or was it just something in the past, or?
Yeah, usually I do about, it varies from year to year, but for the last, 5 or so years, I've been doing about, 6 to 9 a year or so.
Oh, wow. How's that like? What's Comic-Con life like doing that? I mean, I know people who do one too.
Well, it's great to meet all the fans and stuff, and obviously, what I usually do is I have a box full of prints that I make available to people, and then I do commissions, which is probably what you see mostly on Instagram and such.
Yeah. Which is brilliant. And I've also checked out your store on the website, too. And there's a few of them that I'm keeping my eye on right now, by the way.
Okay.
Because, it looks still brilliant. What's currently is the projects that you're working on right now?
Well, actually, right now I'm kind of between projects. I'm doing some development on some miscellaneous things with a couple of people. And I'm going, probably starting something new within a week or so. Just storyboarding work and such.
Okay. That's still really, really, really good to do. I mean, you're still keeping busy, and that's a plus. I mean, because artists, it's like actors, there'll be moments where it's just dead and you can't pay bills. I think that's a terrible time.
The one ongoing thing I've been working on for a while is a comic for a group called Sit Comics, which is, they're doing kind of some cool stuff with, new characters and such, and the one comic I'm working on, I've been working on for a while just because it's been between jobs and such, so so it's kind of a fun thing that hopefully I'll be wrapping up relatively soon, and we'll get out there. So
cool. Well, and I have one final question for you, good man. What would be any advice you can give to future artists? What would be kind of like anyone who wants to get in the profession, anybody who's really trying, maybe they're just listening now and they're just starting to explore their passion, what would you say to them?
Well, you practice. You learn as much as you can. If you want to get into animation, go to some sort of good animation schools and stuff. Learn as much CG stuff as you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get into comics, I'm probably not the best person to talk to, but obviously, I think just honing your skills and whatnot, I think, is a good step, you know, be willing to learn and work your ass off to try to get as good as you can.
That is one thing. Yeah, that is for sure, is that you do in this world of the entertainment, especially artists too, you always got to work your ass off, folks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it ain't, and especially artists, it's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. As much as people may say it might be, I mean, those are people who have, like, been born into the business or have, like, relatives or something like that.
Yeah, and it can go away quickly, too, so you need to stay current.
Yes.
You need to keep stretching as much as you can. So.
Yes, very, very much so. Well, thank you for coming on, Stephen. It's been a pleasure having you on. I won't keep that much more of your day from you, but, where can people find your work, and where can they follow you on social media? Plug away, good man.
Well, you know, I'm on Instagram. Just look up Stephen E. Gordon, and then Facebook as well. I've got an art page on Facebook that you can follow, The Art of Stephen E. Gordon. You know, I'm on, you probably, if you Google my name, including the initial, the middle initial, you'll probably see a lot of different things, you know, including Twitter and whatnot. You know, I'm around, so I'm easy to find. So.
And then below that, we'll find the video of you getting drunk at a bar. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I had to start including my middle initial is because there is another Steve Gordon in the industry, and
yes.
Apparently there's a Steve Gordon website that, I don't know if it's around anymore, but when I started my website, it was a porn site, so.
Oh, God.
So I have had to include my middle and full name. So
yeah.
Middle
oh.
Initial is the end, not the end of Steve. So.
Yeah. Oh, big details matter, folks, because I can't imagine that. Someone's like, oh, let's go check out Steve Gordon's work. I'm a fan. Like, trying to go to a website, I guess, check out your prints and such like that, and they click on the link. Oh, God, this is not it.
Yeah. Or maybe that's me, too. You never know.
Yeah. We all need to make money, folks. Oh, God. Well, thank you, man, for joining me today. And by the way, I will say it again. Your artwork is beautiful, and you'll probably see me purchasing some prints very, very soon.
Sounds good. I'm around.
Sweet. Thank you, man. Oh, are you? Wait, one final before I let you go. Are you still doing commissions by chance of anything?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I take on commissions. I can't guarantee what type of turnaround, but yeah. I usually get them done, you know, within a few months and stuff. So, especially if I've got cons coming up and stuff, I always take them before cons and stuff. So, definitely hook me up on Facebook or Instagram or something and ask if you're interested. So,
okay, cool. I might be asking you for a couple different things for the network, but thank you, man.
Yeah,
I hope
maybe if you've got my email. So,
yes,
yeah,
that is true. I do, folks. You're not getting it, no, because I'll go ahead. Man, do you think you maybe might chance you can come to Phoenix Comic Con this year or Fan Fest?
I'd like to, but that's one of those things where if they've got to invite me. You know,
that's true.
I mean, I don't mind a couple of them going on my own dime, like Comic Con and WonderCon, but after that, if it's any distance at all, I like to get an invite and get comped.
It helps. It helps to be paid.
Talk to the guys who run it. And talk to them. I'm more than glad to talk to them and see if we can work something out. So.
Cool. Great. Well, thank you, man, for all the work you've done. And thanks, actually, for helping me with my X-Men fandom as a child and making me who I will be honest, making me who the man I am today.
Well, I appreciate that. Sure.
Thank
my
you.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Steven. I'll talk to you later, man, okay?
All right. Take it easy. Thank
you.
You
too. Bye. Stephen E. Gordon, everybody. Thank you for joining me on this another issue of Comic Chronicle. It is kind of a short one, folks, but I didn't want to take too much of Stephen's time today. He can be a busy man with art and whatnot, as you've just heard. So I hope you guys enjoyed the issue today. And as always, you can follow the network, FanCorp Network, at RealFanCorp on Twitter and Instagram. And make sure you like the FanCorp Network on Facebook. And check out the FanCorp Network YouTube page for exclusive stuff coming up and exclusive films from the network. So thank you guys for joining me today. As always, I'm your host, Dakota Morgan. And stay classy, Xavier's Mansion.